Hello, beautiful lovelies. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for listening to my podcast. See, my intent for this podcast is to help and aid other witches, especially Black and queer witches. See, I created this podcast so that it becomes a safe space for all of us to learn from each other, no matter who we are or what our paths are. We are all coven mates, and I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to this podcast. This is a moment of reflection in my life. I just felt like I needed to share. A year ago today, October 3rd, Mean Girls Day prayer. October 3rd, a year ago, I had just moved from Indianapolis to Minnesota to be with a man that I thought I fell in love with. I did fall in love. And today marks a year of that lease. Us going up there to sign the lease. And today, we went up there today to take him off the lease. And it was just so symbolic. And it was crazy to me too, because when we got there, the lady was like, "Oh, how your day been?" And I'm like, "It's been okay." She's like, "It's just been okay. Your Monday has just been okay." And it was crazy that it was crazy because Mondays is the day of Lilith. And I've been doing a lot of work with Lilith as of recently. I did a whole ritual with Lilith when it came to my love life that I'm actually posting on Instagram. I haven't posted it yet, but I'm going to after I do this episode or whatever. But it was a very intimate moment. And I was so scared to kind of share it. Scared to share the moment. But it was such a beautiful moment. And I felt like it's something that, I don't know. I just felt like it needs to be shared. I feel like Lilith wants me to tell you guys, like, my experiences with her and my growth with her. But anyways, today, a year ago, marked the beginning of a new chapter. And today marks the end of the end of that chapter. Whew, I don't know why I'm so tongue-tied. But the end of that chapter. And honestly, I'm not even going to cap to y'all. I feel the exact same way I did a year ago, like today. I was so happy. I was so ready for new adventures. I was like, yes, this is going to be great. This is going to be beautiful. Wooty wooty woo. And a year came and a year went. And now I still feel that way. I still feel like I'm ready for something new. Like, I can't wait for this next chapter to begin. I can't wait to see where it's going to take me. I can't wait to see where my love life is going to go to. And I thought that shit was fucking beautiful. I thought that shit was very fucking beautiful. And I just wanted to shut it and just say that out loud. I be having thoughts like this all the fucking time, y'all. Like, I really wish I had more people to, like, really share these experiences with. And I'm noticing that a lot of, like, supernatural shit doesn't happen to people like that quite often. But this shit happens to me all of the time, every fucking day. You know, I really wish I had more people to share these experiences with. And sometimes I don't even be wanting to sit down and, like, talk on a podcast about what I'm thinking or what I'm feeling. And it's not because I don't want to share it, but it's just because when you're in that moment, when you're talking to somebody, when you're channeling, when you're getting the answers to your prayers, and you're just talking about it with somebody else, it's a different feeling than stopping what you're doing, pushing record, yada yada yada, having like a one-sided conversation. And that's why I'm so big on community, because a lot of us be having these experiences and we're not talking about them. Western civilization has got us, like, to this point where we think that your healing journey is, like, alone. Like, you have to do all of this shit on by yourself. You can't help nobody help you. And that's not fucking true. Like, yes, of course, you're going to go through some things by yourself because you have to go through things by yourself. You have to go through these personal battles. But sharing your healing journey and sharing your craft and your path with other people, not only does it inspire people, but it also sparks healing in other people. And that's kind of why I do this podcast and why I talk about my experiences so openly and so freely, is because I want to spark that same healing that I know is out there for other people. You know, once we start to heal ourselves, we're able to heal our communities. And by healing our communities, we're able to change our outlooks and change how we see shit. And when we start changing how we see shit, we're able to start changing our state, our country. What do we do? When we start changing the world. Like, when you're walking down your healing journey will always bring you back to you. Because without you, you're like nothing else. I'm not going to say that. Let me not say that. But without you, there's nothing to heal for, you know, if that makes sense. I think that makes sense. But yeah, I just feel like I feel good as fuck, y'all. I feel healed. I feel free. I feel like a burden has literally lifted off of my body. I just feel good. And I am honored to be working with the goddess Lilith. I'm honored to be working with the goddess in general. I very much appreciate the goddess and everything that the goddess has done for me and is doing for me currently in this life, in the next. And yeah, that's about it. That's about it. Hopefully this little moment of reflection, I'm going to call it, really inspired you. But yeah, I thank you guys for listening to me always. You know, I love you. I love my sisters, my sister, which is, you know, I appreciate y'all and I fucks with y'all heavy too. And my brother warlocks and my they dems who are just mystics. I love you guys, and I'm about to go and get dressed for this fucking job, girl. I love you guys. Bye. I know, babes. You've been wanting to be on the podcast for a good little minute now. I know. I can feel it. Period. I'm a witch. Duh. But this is how you get onto the podcast. All you need to do is send me an email at theblackqueerwitch@gmail.com. Send me your name, send me your age, send me your pronouns, send me your phone number, and then send me a description about yourself and a description about your craft. And also leave in there what you want to talk about on the podcast. And I'm definitely going to get back with you as soon as I possibly can. And I want to see how many people I can reach with this. So hit me up so we can all have a discussion on the podcast. All right, guys. Bye.